Pastor Daniels and his son Danny, they're going to come and share with us about the work and the Word of God in Romania. I remember the first time we went to Romania, and we were the first church we went into. It was Pastor Daniel's church, and I remember sitting on the front row, and I was due to preach, and they were worshiping the Lord. And all of a sudden, I mean, they were worshiping in Romania, and I couldn't understand a word they're saying. And all of a sudden, tears started to run down my cheeks. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with you? Pull yourself together. So, you know, then I quietly, quickly went. Took a deep breath and got hold of myself. Couple of more minutes, tears running down. I'm thinking, oh dear God, this is not going to go well, is it, today? But my heart was connecting with the church and the spirit in the church. And, you know, God joined us together that very day. And, you know, unfortunately we've not been able to go over and various reasons, but we're coming again. You know, we're not staying away. If you can handle us, we're not staying away. We know we need to connect and be together. And so let's welcome our friends, my brother and my both my brothers from Romania, because they're part of my family. They're part of this family. So let's give them a warm welcome in Jesus' name. Amen.
Last time I've been here, I've been in the summer with Sarah, with my wife, the really pretty lady, if you remember. So I looked around and I was like, wow, there's so many nice flags. And I was looking to, really excited to see the Romanian flag, and I couldn't find it. So today, I'm going to ask my dad, as the pastor of our church, officially to give to the pastor of your church the Romanian flag, and hopefully soon it's going to be somewhere here, because we are a family. Amen. 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 Amen.
We should have had a camera.
Well, there you go. But we do have a family, and I do feel home when I come here. And last time we've been with Sarah, with my wife, we spent all the way back to Ashford, which was about 3 hours drive, 4 hours drive. And we just been in the car excited, and we were like, we had such a great and amazing time with you guys. And it's amazing how God can unite people. Now, here's my dad. Some of you know him, some of you don't know him. But he's pastoring our church in Caran, where we serve, but as well he has other 4 churches where he goes around, and usually he's only once a month with us, and the rest of the month he's in a different church. So he's kind of a busy guy, but he's been faithful to God. I learned a lot from him, and I've been really blessed to be his son, but in the same time to work together, and I think I see that as a privilege. I'll let him give a word.
It's great to be with you in this afternoon.
E minunat să fiu cu voi în această seară.
And God love you very much.
Yes.
I will speak in Romania, it's much easier for me. Vreau să vă aduc doar un cuvânt.
I'd like to bring you one word.
Și vreau să vă spun că Dumnezeu iubește supranaturalul.
I want to tell you that God loves and he manifests himself in the supernatural.
Întotdeauna Dumnezeu face lucrări pe care noi nu le putem face.
And every time God does works which we can't do.
În urmă cu un an de zile,
about a year ago,
în biserica romilor de lângă
in the Romani church, the Gypsy church, next to our village,
S-au botezat 13 oameni.
We had 13 people which came to Christ.
Și la un studiu biblic a venit un tânăr.
In a day when we had a Bible study, one lad came in the church.
Și Dani, care conducea acel studiu biblic.
And Dani, who was leading the study, Bible study.
Ne-a spus să împărtășim mărturisirea noastră cu ceilalți.
Ask us to share each in pairs their testimony, our testimonies.
Și eu m-am dus la tânărul acesta, am stat de vorbă cu el.
So I went to this young lad and I shared my testimony with him, I talked to him.
Și la urmă l-am întrebat, tu de ce nu vii la Domnul Iisus?
And after I shared my testimony with him, I looked at him and I said, why don't you come to Jesus?
Și el a spus, nu pot să vin pentru că în jurul meu este ca un zid care nu-mi dă voie să merg.
And he said, I can't because I feel like around me there's a massive wall and I can't overcome it.
Și l-am întrebat, nu-mi dai voie să mă rog pentru tine?
And I asked him, would you like me to pray for you?
Și l-a spus, ba da.
And he said, yes.
Am început să mă rog pentru el și în momentul când am terminat rugăciunea, el mi-a spus.
And I start praying for him and as I finished my prayer, he looked at me and he said to me,
la primul botez, am să fiu primul care am să intru în apă.
Next baptism service you have, I'm going to be the first one in the water.
Nu eu am dărâmat zidul.
It wasn't me who brought the wall down.
A fost Domnul Iisus Hristos.
It was Jesus Christ.
Pentru că Dumnezeu iubește supranaturalul.
Because God loves to manifest himself supernaturally.
Și Domnul vrea să lucreze între voi.
And God wants to work among you guys.
Și vrea să lucreze cu voi.
And he wants to work with you.
Dar trebuie să ne așezăm, să ne punem la dispoziția lui Dumnezeu.
But we have to put ourselves and to let ourselves give ourselves to the Lord.
Domnul să vă ajute, să vă binecuvinteze.
May God help you to do so and may God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Should I go to? Amen. I'm just going to go for it because I'm home. So I feel home. So if you have someone to blame, blame Andrea. Let me see if I got this right. If it doesn't work right, correct Daniel so Daniel can correct me. Last time I've been here, I asked Daniel, how do you say in Nepalese, may God bless you? And apparently it goes like this, Probule Ashish Gurun. Is that all right? Is that all right? Probule Ashish Gurun. Is that all right? Okay. I find my way. Why don't you look at someone? We already said to someone, Jesus loves you. Why don't you turn around to someone and says, may God bless you. From the word of God. We're going to approach God. Why don't we encourage each other and say, may God bless you. May God bless you, brother. God is good. Amen? That's what happens when we approach the word of God, when we come together. And we come in front of God, there's something miraculous happen. Yeah. And no matter where we come from, no matter what our lives, our families, it doesn't matter our backgrounds, the truth is something happened and each one of us can be blessed.
Yes.
And we are blessed.
Amen.
Because as my dad said, this is how God works.
Yes.
We're going to open the Word and we're going to open in Isaiah 43. And we're going to read two verses and then we're going to read two verses lower. Isaiah 43. And verse 10 says the following. It says this, Isaiah 43 verse 10. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord. And my servant whom I have been chosen so that you may know that and believe me. And understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed. Nor will there be one after me. And I would like to read you another two verses from verses 20 to 21. So we're going to go Isaiah 43 from verse 20 to 21. Which says this. Okay, let me read from there, because I'm using NIV, you're having King James Version. It says this: the beast of the fields shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. And verse 21 says, this people I have formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. Amen? In other words, they might proclaim God's praise. Amen. Now, I've been last year, I've been invited to a youth camp, and I've been invited to speak in a youth camp, and being there and spending 2-3 days together with the youth, teenagers, I've realized the fight the teenagers go through in order to make themselves heard. And then I looked around and I realized actually this is a battle for everybody. In the society we live today, we have the youth trying to speak and trying to get their voice, make their voice be heard. We have the elderly people trying to speak to the youth and to everyone. And we live in a society where... So we live in a society today. And if you sit down anytime, any day, anywhere, you'll hear this. God is saying to me and you, you are my people, you are my person who have chosen to see and believe, and more than that, to share that I am He, I am the Lord, I am God, and I am, and you are chosen by God to believe and share that. But we live in a society where it's like this. Are you ready? Let me put it louder. What do I mean is, in a society where everything is out of order, in a society where is really you really struggle to get your word because everybody is saying something. And even when you come to church, so many times you have so many different churches, so many traditions, so many voices. And the question is, oh, I do really feel like home. Daniel, can I borrow your guitar? I'm a musician today. There's so many voices which everywhere you go down the street, you turn the TV on, you go to church, you hear people, and there's so many voices. And God is saying, you, I'm a witness. I have formed you. And Daniel said, read from Psalm 39, wonderfully and fearfully I made you my own. To do, to know, and believe in me. And to be my witness. So God, the boy is saying God to you and to me is, go to the world. Woo. And tell this song. How do we get? And the question stays, and the question I want to answer today is, how do you make your testimony? How do you make your witness? How do you make your voice? How can you find your voice as a youth, as an elder? Maybe you lived and you're an elder today and you never got your voice, and you never got to be God's witness. And how do you get today, here and now, your verse, your voice to be heard by all earth and all heaven? Because you are God's witness. Amen. You are to know and believe in God. Amen. And you are to testify of what you know. Yes. And of what you believe. Amen? Amen? Yes. Let's start at the beginning. I was sitting in the youth camp. There were about 50, 60 youth. And I was going to talk to them, and the challenge as a teenager, but as the truth is, a challenge as a person is to find your voice. How do you find your voice? Where do you find your voice? Where do you find your tune? your note, where do you find yourself? To do that, so I'll give you a little example. A while ago, a few years ago, God came to people of Israel. Israel, and he says, look, I've already made a covenant with your father Abraham, and I want to make a covenant with you. And God said through Moses to Israel, says, I want to be your God. I want you to be my people. I want to provide for you. I want to be the God who heals you. I want to be the God who leads you. I want to be the God who's there and always will be there for you. I want you to be my people. I want to work among you. I want to use you. I want to make you great in the world. And God said to people of Israel, this is my commitment to you. And your commitment to me, God said to Israelites, will be to keep the law, to keep the whole law, and never break, and never set apart from my law. And the people of Israel came and said, okay, God, we'll keep the law, and we'll do our part. First day they've done this. First day they say yes. The same day, they broke the law. And as you and me know today, there hasn't been one person except Jesus Christ to keep the whole law. And then the question raises, how do I find my voice? How do I come at you? How do I find myself? I'll tell you what. One day, God came to Danny, to me, and says, Danny, I'm God. And I say, hello, God. He says, I want to make a covenant with you. I want to make a deal with you. And God said to me, look, I want to be your God. I want you to be my witness. I want you to know me, to believe in me. I want you to understand who I am. And I want you to see me manifesting myself in your life. I want to heal you. I want to provide for you. I promise you I will never leave you or forsake you. I'll be always there for you. No matter where you go, if you go through water, if you go through fire, no matter what you're going through, I will promise you. And my covenant with you is that I will be there with you and for you. And more than this, Danny, I have plans for you. I have a future. I want to prosper you. I want to grow you. And God said, this is my part. And then your part is, and he posed. He turned around and said, son, could you come here? And God said, Danny, this is my son Jesus. So for the first time I met Jesus. And God said to Jesus, son, this is Danny. I want to make a covenant with him. I want to provide for him, to heal him, to be there for him. I want to always hold him. I want to strengthen him. But son, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go and live a life for him. Because I need you to go and keep the law and keep the whole law for him. And Jesus said, Father, I will go and I will live for him. And I will fulfill each commandment. And I will fulfill all the law for him. And the father said to his son, son, one more thing. Would you die for him? Because he's going to do mistakes. He's going to break the law. And the punishment of breaking the law, we all know, is death. Death. So the father said, son, would you die for him? Because he's going to break the law. And Jesus said, Father, I will. And he did. He lived for me and he died for me. Yeah. And then God turned around to me and said, Danny, do you believe that the fact that Jesus is going to live for you and die for you is enough for me to have a covenant with you, for me, for both of us to have a deal? And there in front of God, I found my voice. There in front of God, you today can find your voice. When I said the following words, I believe. Do you believe? that while Jesus lived, what Jesus did on the cross is enough for you to be whole. It's enough for you to quieten everything around you. And in that moment when God asked me, do you believe that what my son did for you is enough for me to have a covenant with you? He became quiet. And in that instant, I said, I believe. And in that moment, I found my voice. I was saying to Andrew and Grace, if you knew me before, 1999, before I was baptized, in 1999, I gave my life to God. But before that, I was such a quiet boy. I said to Andrew, if you'd have come in the 90s to Romania, you wouldn't get two words out of me. And he said, what happened? And I said, Jesus happened. Because in that moment, and if you, I don't care how old or how young you are, if you want your voice, if you want to find yourself, you have to stay in front of God. You have to allow God to speak to you. And it starts there when you say, I believe. I believe that what you did, Jesus, for me is enough. I believe the fact that you lived and died is enough. I believe what you've done gives me a purpose. Amen? So you find your voice. There's still a problem. And the problem is this. It's all the other people, all the other noises. You might have your voice, but then what are you going to sing with you? What are you going to say with it? You might have a voice, but what does the fact that you have a voice leads you to? Once you find yourself and you find a voice, you need to find your song. You need to find your song. I'm not going to go take the guitar again. You get the picture. Psalm 71. Let's see if we can find it. Verse 14. Listen to the voice of the psalmist. He found his voice and says, but as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, of your salvation all day long. Though I know not its measures, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, O sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. Where do you get your song from? What has your life? Andrew and Grace last night, we were chatting and we were talking, and they showed me this clip where the stars, the animals, and we read in Isaiah that even the beasts of the fields have a song. They're giving God glory and they're giving honor to God. And last night they showed me a video where the stars, we looked at them and we think, oh, this is it, but it's not it. They actually have a song and they sing and they praise God and they honor God. Psalm, I think, 19 says that the whole heaven and earth declares His majesty, His glory. And they do it without words. And my question is, where this song comes from? Where this power comes from? Because God looked at me, and God looks at you today, and says, you are my people. I have created you to be my own. I have created you to know and believe in me. I have created you to witness the fact that I am He and there is no other than me. A while ago, right before Andre and Grace started coming to Romania, I had a friend. And one day he came to me with his brother and says, hi, how are you? So we talked and says, this is my brother. He doesn't believe in God. And I looked at his brother and I said, yo man, why don't you believe in God? And he kind of didn't give me an answer. He was really depressed. He was really sad. I could see him was struggling. And we start chatting and we've been talking about God. And I only be talking to him about what God's done in my life. Nothing else, nothing more. And I was saying story after story of how God has been working in my life, how God has been healing me, how God has been providing for me, how God has been providing a wonderful woman for me, and so on and so on and so on. And a month later, a car stops in front of my house. And this first time I met him, he was really sad, he was really depressed, he was really down. And this man comes with his, we say in Romania, with his mouth up to his ears, with the biggest smile ever, and full of life. And he'd come and say, where are you? Where are you? So he found me. We had it was just after a service. We had people over dinner, and he came in the house and he looked for me and said, guess what? And then I looked at him and I said, oh, I know you. We had a chat a while ago. And he said, guess what? And I said, what? I just been baptized. I just found God. And he poses and says, this is my other brother. He doesn't believe in God. And I looked at him and said, yo man, why don't you believe in God? And he says, he gave his answers. And his other brothers start coming to our church and they start coming around to our family. And after a few weeks, I found him on a fence, built like this, my parents' house just outside the church. And he was crying like a baby. I could see him, he was disturbed. I could see him, he was really crying. And I went to him and I said, yo man, what's wrong with you? Can I help you with anything? Where are you at? What's wrong? And he looked up and he was teary and he said to me, I know now, I know. And I said, what do you know now? I know every time I was sad, I was lucky. And every time I escaped a situation, every time I escaped death or other stuff, I said I was lucky. But I know now it was only God and God alone who was there for me and with me. And he was him who was holding me. How do you find your son? By allowing God to work through you. This is the word of God. Okay? This. Me. And when you go home, look in the mirror. It's the word of God in practice. It's what God's been working over the years. He very careful and patiently prepared a way for me and for you to do the biggest and most wonderful melody ever in this whole world. And it's called Amazing Grace. And it's called Amazing Grace for me. And should be called Amazing Grace for you tonight. How do you find your son? Let the word of God begin to work in your life. And you'll be amazed of what God will work through his word in your life. When we had, I'm losing time of touch with time. When we had a youth from England, we had a few years ago, and I promised them, they were there for 10 days, and I promised them twice a day, I'll tell them a story of how God worked miraculously in my life. And they said, there's no way you have 20 stories to tell us. And I said, I tell you what, every time we have a break from what we are doing at Holiday Club, I will tell you a story of what God did miraculously in my life. And after 10 days, they were like, do you still have any stories? And I said, yeah. Because as long as I breathe, his commitment to me was that he will be there for me. That he will provide for me. That he will heal me. That he will lead me. That he will be there. As long as I say I believe, I believe Jesus. As long as I am willing to let the Word of God work in my life and started to create this beautiful song through me. But there is one more problem. And the same problem stays. This, you get the picture. How do you get rid of everyone else? How do you get rid of all, no, of everyone else, but of all the other noises in this world? How do you get rid of fear? Because the moment you start to go good, the different voices will come to you and says, what if cold is coming? What if you get cold? What if you lose your job? What if? And we have all these voices coming to us, towards us. How do you overcome them? I tell you what. I'll read your scripture. But I'm going to need the musicians up here if that's all right. Each one of them. Is that right? Yeah, all of you. I need my musicians up here. I call them my musicians because tonight I'm going to rent them from you. Daniel, I need you too. I need a bass player and the keyboard player. Listen to this. Visions chapter 4, verse 15. It says this. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each other part does its work. How do I make my song? How do I to make what God does in me, what God has done for me, bring it to the world? How do I let my life, how do I let every breath, every thing I do, bring glory and honor to God? You know how? Where is Bill? Bill, you're my man today. Can you do me a favor? Can you play with one finger, yeah, only one note, the tune of Amazing Grace? And that's my story. And that's your story. But it's not loud enough, is it? So what do we do? What do I do? I tell you what. In the body of Christ, everything is joined together in harmony, where every little ligament, not by anything else but by themselves, as Christ the head, we support each other. And this is the beauty of the body of Christ. He is not going to overcome my song. He's not overcome, going to calm my life. But it's going to empower me to sing louder. And I would like, Bill, if you can play again. And I like this time, I don't know what key you are playing, guys. You need to kind of, but I like if Andrew can join him. And while Bill sings again Amazing Grace and keeps singing Amazing Grace, if Andrew could just, because this is what we are. This is church, what church is about. It's about not fighting on your own. It's about not fighting as a person. I have to find my own voice and you have to find your own voice. And that's in front of God. And that can be only done by you and by God. As a person, I have to find my own song. And it's a personal journey. And only God and through God and in front of God and through His Word, I can allow God and I can obey God and let Him put the most wonderful notes in my life. But I can't do it on my own. You can't do it on your own. We need the body of Christ. And this is where we all join. And this is, it doesn't matter what, if you play guitar, it doesn't matter if you play keyboard, electric guitar, bass or drums, it doesn't matter if you're good at flooring, or no matter what job. if you're a woman or a girl, if you're a woman or a man, if you're a boy, if you're a kid, it doesn't matter. It matters that we all together join in the body of Christ. And we sing the most wonderful songs. Let's stand up. I'm going to read one more time. Isaiah 43. And then I would like us to sing together. That's all right. Amazing Grace. Because it's an amazing grace. The fact that me and you are here. Listen to this. You, I mean you. I don't mean the person next to you. I mean you. I'm a witness, says the Lord. Declares the Lord. And my servant whom I have chosen, so that you might know and you might believe me and understand that I am He. Before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen one, the people I formed for myself. Daniel said, in a fearfully and wonderful, amazing way, God formed me in jail in order to worship Him, in order to know and declare His majesty. Why don't we sing together? And when we sing together, allow God to speak to you. Because my word and your word should be amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a man like me, that saved a man like you. Amen. Let's sing together.
Good to be His word, my.
Each and every one of us needs to find the voice to share the gospel,
amen,
the good news.
Come on, yeah.
To see souls saved and lives set free.
That's right.
To fulfill the commission that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to us. And I want to just say to you today in this, I believe it's a real challenging word. And I want to say that if you've been challenged and if you want to find your voice today, then step out. Come forward. We're going to lay hands on you and believe God to begin to quicken and touch you, to give you courage and strength, to fill you and to baptize you. I'm going to ask Danny and Pastor Daniels to just pray with you. You know, we need to find the voice. There are ears out there needing to hear the voice. And that's the voice of the good news, that Jesus saves, Jesus is alive, and Jesus loves you, and he died for you. Amen. So I just want to challenge you today, as we look towards this new project, Project 100, we need a voice.
Come on,
we need,
yeah,
courage.
Right.
We need to believe God. We need to trust God to move that extra mile. So I'm just going to say, step forward. Just step forward, and we're just going to pray with you and lay hands on you and believe God is going to do a great work in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Find your voice. Find your voice. Hallelujah. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You need courage and boldness, and step out. Precious anointing. Know the power of God in your life.
But now I see amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like.
Was blind.
but now I see.
Jesus came to give you a voice. Jesus came to give you the abilities. Jesus came to equip you for works of service in His kingdom. And if you're afraid and just need that extra boldness, then just come forward and let God give you the word, the words to speak, so that you might touch and see lives, see miracles through the words that Jesus would give to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to see Pastor Jolly with us tonight. Hallelujah. Just come and close in prayer for us, brother. Great to see you. We love you. Appreciate your ministry and times to us. So just ask you to just come and just pray with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's good to see everyone. God bless you all. God bless you all. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. Your everlasting love. Yesterday we were lost, but today we are found. We found our way. We found our purpose in life. We found the reason why we've been created. We thank you that we found our voice. We found our destiny. And we are so grateful that you have chosen us. You have given us value. You have decided to work with us. To change things in the world. You have included us in your plan, in your master plan. The plan of salvation for humanity. The biggest plan ever. But you have decided that we should partake into that plan. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve to be called your servant. We don't deserve to be called your sons. But we just are so grateful for that grace. Thank you for your grace. And we pray, Lord, that as we continue on that assignment, that you give us strength. That you give us supernatural strength. That as we continue in that journey, as we continue to witness to the world, as we continue to stand in the gap and just to wait. Because you say, to those who will wait until the end, you shall give them a reward. As we continue to wait, despite everything happening around us, as we continue to wait, that you give us strength. That you give us peace. That you give us joy. In the name of Jesus. I pray for this church, oh Lord. I pray for the ministry. I pray, Lord, that you continue to change life in this place. That you continue to transform life in this place. And that your kingdom will continue to be extended in this place. We pray, Lord, for supernatural miracle happening inside people. That you will transform lives in this place. In the name of Jesus. That in this place, people will find their way. They will find their voice. They will find the purpose of their existence. We thank you, Lord, for meeting our need in everything. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bless you, brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away. That's who I am. I live in victory because of you. I've been set free and redeemed. I live eternally. Jesus, I'm blessed in all I do because of you. Because of you.